Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Baylor offensive line coach Mason Miller on the Richard Carb Buick GMC Cadillac Baylor Bear Hotline. Mason Miller with me, David Smoke, 365 Sports, as spring drills for Baylor has begun. Thank you, Mason, for your time. How have you been able to maneuver and kind of weave through this? You know, you came here, they had, of course, a coach that went on to go to Alabama. You come in, they've seen three offensive line coaches really in about 3 months. Has that been a difficult thing or not?
No, not really. I think, you know, first of all, thanks for having me on. But I think the biggest thing, you know, I've tried to do is address the, you know, for lack of a better term, the elephant in the room. You know, it is what it is. You know, people make choices in life, and right, wrong, or indifferent. And that's going to happen throughout adulthood. You're going to work in companies. People are going to be interchangeable. Always focusing on the fact that, you know, you chose Baylor for a reason, and it's larger than one person. And we have a job to do, and that's to become good students and good football players and good humans. So we've kind of addressed it at that and then moved on.
Well, let me ask you another part of an 800-pound gorilla. You have some players who are there that were recruited, and we know the line, the timeline, and what people can do in college football. Is that something you have to work even more diligently to make sure you create a relationship with the ones that transferred in?
Oh, I did. I mean, yes, you do. I mean, it's all about relationships at this point. And, you know, I think we're still learning. I will tell you that these young men have been very intent on what they were trying to accomplish, and have worked hard. I will say that. And so, yeah, there's a little bit of relationship building, but I don't think it's, you know, anything insurmountable. I just think it's a process. And again, they've, you know, I kind of equate it to when I took over at Washington State. They had been in Coach Leach's program for, you know, I don't know how long. And these young men have been under Coach Aranda and the program for how long. And now I just have to kind of, you know, mingle in, get right with them, and, you know, build that relationship.
A lot of young guys played last year, and that's been one of the things that Coach Aranda and even Kapilovic mentioned. That means that they also now have skins on the wall, even if maybe sometimes there was some trauma in a way, and that might be a more difficult word to use. But how much does that help? The younger guys got snaps, even if sometimes it wasn't successful.
I think it's always great when you get to play football. And, and the more you do it, the better you become. Terminology is terminology. Everybody's got ways they block people, how they communicate it, this, that, and the other. But, you know, to get that game experience, that's something you can't ever take away. And the sooner it comes, the harder it may be at the beginning, but in the long run, it's going to be a better formula.
How much do you feel like the change from what they had, which was incredibly successful, the offense of the wide zone, to what Coach Spavital brings to the table, how much of a change is that?
I don't know that it is. It is to an extent, but we're a little bit more vertical downhill, pushing people around as to where the wide zones are more, riff running and reaching and overtaking people and stuff like that. So, I think there's a little bit of moving vertically instead of laterally that's going to be a change. But again, who you're working with, how you're working, all this stuff, it's going in the right direction.
You mentioned Coach Leach. God bless him. Everybody misses him. An amazing man. I had a chance to interview him a few times along the way in his career. How much of an influence did he have on you?
Oh, huge. You know, when I was a young person, a long time ago, I played for him and Coach Mummy and Dana Holgerson at Valdosta State. So I always joke that if I had paid a little bit more attention, I'd probably risen through the ranks faster. But, you know, for him, I think the biggest thing that I always learned from him is that nothing is insurmountable. While people don't really know this about him, he was a huge disciplinarian. While all of his quirkiness and, you know, people joking about this, that, and the other, the things that mattered to him mattered greatly. And so, and I see some of that in what we're doing here academically, spiritually, focus on football, all those things that matter, matter. And so he was a huge influence on my life, and will always be.
So Dave Aranda, you get a call from him. You're at Tarleton State. Obviously, you have been around the country, and Baylor all of a sudden needs an offensive line coach. What was his pitch to you? How long did it take for you to say yes?
I've known Coach Spavital for 13 years, maybe, and always enjoyed talking to him. And then, you know, really to me, it was an opportunity to coach at this level again. I enjoyed my time at Tarleton. I'm really thankful for Coach Witten bringing me back to Texas, because to be honest with you, it was really a healing period for me after Coach Leach passed away. My family, my daughters were born here in Texas. We had been at Tarleton before. It was familiar. It was easy. But at the end of the day, you know, while I enjoy calling plays, and I think it's something that I always aspire to do again, my passion is really the large humans. And I like being around them. I think they're unselfish people. I think we kind of have the same mentality as we like to work in the shadows. And, you know, if they're not calling your name, that's a good thing.
How unique is it?
It didn't take very long.
Yeah. How unique is it that Tarleton State's your opener where you just were? And I, by the way, I'm an SFA guy, and from back in the day, I'm even older than Todd Witten, but he's done an incredible job there. How unique is it you have them as your opener?
I think it's cool. Cause things happen so fast. You know, you got to say your goodbyes to some people, but not everybody. And I know that they have a great football team coming back for the FCS level, and I know that they will give us fits just because it's a senior-laden team. But I think it's unique, and I think it's cool, and, you know, it helps close the chapter. But and T-Witt has done an incredible job at Tarleton. And so I know that program is going to be right, and, you know, we're going to put our best foot forward and get going in that direction as well.
Mason Miller, offensive line coach at Baylor, with us on 365 Sports. How would you describe your coaching style? Offensive line coaches can be full throttle, hair on fire. How would then kind of maybe even laid back, which is probably more rare than that. What is your style?
You know, I told him when I came here, you know, my father is a colonel in the Marine Corps, and my mother worked in a Baptist church. So I've got two wide spectrums. I believe in discipline. I believe in how you do one thing is how you do everything. I also believe it's my job to teach you how to do it the right way. And once I've seen you do it the right way, my next job is to hold you accountable to it each and every day. So there's a little bit of discipline factor to it. But the other thing I don't like, and I think this is trending in the world and how you teach, is everything can't always be fire and brimstone, because then people clam up and they shell up and they don't learn. So while there are some good times, when it's football time, it's time for us to go. When it's us cutting up and just being human beings and just being, you know, having that relationship on a outside of football level, it's different. So, but I would say that I'm pretty sporty, fiery, I guess, but that, you know, that generally comes when the bombs start going off.
So I saw a YouTube conversation with you and another assistant at Mississippi State, and it was at like maybe a sports bar, a Mexican food restaurant, where you're sitting down just talking about life and football and whatever else. And I just sat there and soaked that in. Do you remember that interview?
I do, with Darcell McBath.
Yes, yes. And I, when your name brought up as the one who's being hired by Baylor, I Googled, and you know what you could, and I immediately I watched that, and then maybe even a couple of days later watched it again. You're a deep thinker, and yet it appears, and don't, I hope, but it appears as if you take things and you want to be the absolute best, but it's not like life and death. Is that fair?
Yes, I think, you know, I'm comfortable in who I am. And I think that that's hard to do. And I also think that it comes from a lot of scars, and I think that comes from a lot of learning. You know, when I was younger, if some adversity struck, I would, you know, raise all sorts of cane and try to billow my way through it. Now you try to take a more cerebral approach to it. And that happens with everybody as they grow in life. But I would say that. I would say that that's probably pretty spot on. I've had that compliment, or I call it a compliment. I've had that compliment multiple times since I've been here. So I don't know if I'm getting older and more docile, or if I'm starting to use my noggin instead of my muscles.
Did you win the lottery having a chance to be under Hal Mummy and then also Mike Leach?
I did. You know, I was a young, it was ironic. I was a young, you know, I walked on at Valdosta State after having a high school knee injury. And back in the early 90s, as soon as that happened, it was, you were kind of donezo. And so I walked on at Valdosta State, made the team. Funny story, I just walked on because that's, you know, I had family go to Valdosta State, and I had a math teacher in high school that told me, hey, you need to apply to two schools that, you know, if you get in, it's your safety net, blah, 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 blah. And sure enough, it was so late in the process that you really didn't apply to any more colleges. So I just went to Valdosta State, walked on, didn't know really who Coach Mummy was. And his son, Matt Mummy, and I became great friends. I actually asked him why he came to Valdosta State, and he said, because my dad's the coach. And I said, the old guy yelling at me is your dad? Like, what are we doing? And so, but, you know, I'm a big believer everything happens for a reason. And so why I was brought back to Texas, why I'm sitting here right now, why I went and played for walked into a door and didn't know that these guys were going to revolutionize college football and the way things were played. I like to tell those Red Raider people that if it wasn't for us Blazers down at Valdosta State, they would have never existed. Because, you know, we kind of started that whole thing back in the early 90s. But real blessing. And then Coach Mummy made me an offensive line coach. And I think that, again, kind of changed my course in my life. And I'm so deeply grateful for everything that he has done for me as a person, as a player, as a mentor. And then that relationship spun off to going to work for Coach Leach.
Did you know that Coach Mummy actually coached high school football about an hour from here at Copper's Cove High School?
I did. And Dustin DeWald was the quarterback. I am, as a deep thinker, I like to know why or where things come from and not just do them. So, and plus, as you know, Coach Mummy, he's a great storyteller.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you're always going to get those stories. So, and then obviously being as close to I was with Matt, I knew all that, and really it all started down there in Copper's Cove.
And by the way, Grant Taff, former Baylor great, who's he went to McMurray, and you were at McMurray.
I did. I used to have a lot of great conversations with Coach Taff.
Is he amazing? Oh, my goodness. You just soak all that in, don't you?
You know, I tell you what, though, when you're the head coach at McMurray and then you get summoned down to his office, it's a little rattling. And he was a great, you know, I don't know if you remember me from Adam right now, but he was such a great tool for me as a young head football coach who, to be quite honest, really probably didn't want that opportunity at the time. But, you know, it was the best situation because Coach Mummy was going to SMU and good way to take care of the staff. And so I leaned on him quite a bit, and he was very helpful. And but yeah, he used to tell me all the stories about the old the fighting Warhawks.
He's got us
Indians back then.
He's got y'all. My goodness, you should see. I've been in his house. It's an amazing deal. He's got a room that's kind of his office that's loaded up with all the former like the Native American Indian history, history and artifacts and much more. The offensive line, we talked about them, and obviously that's what everyone wants to know about. They have been through some ups and downs, youth and or experience or lack of success, and then at times the light comes on. I don't want to say it's PTSD, but what do you see from them, and how thirsty are they to get better and move forward?
Yeah, I think everybody always wants to change the identity of who they are, and they don't want it to be indicative of what people perceive, if that makes any sense. So, you know, and the only way to change that is to do something about it. And, you know, so you have to put a system in place and kind of do the right thing every day and drill work and all that stuff. And again, nothing happens overnight. I mean, that's, I know in a world where you can click it and like it and retweet it and all that stuff, that there's instant gratification. But sometimes hard work and development comes with one positive vote in a direction a day. And so I think that's really what they're striving for. And they have bought into that. I will, so far, I mean, we haven't practiced today's day one, I guess.
Right.
But, you know, we really haven't been in any of those trials, and there's going to be setbacks, but I think they are hungry for it. And I kind of admire them for it. And, you know, the other thing you got to do is you got to let people be leaders in the room. You got to kind of know the room and know what's going on. And see the people, you know, I call it pushing from the back. Let those guys take the reins and run up the front, but push from the back.
Will you know about the talent level based on what you've seen on film, where they've been or even at Baylor or elsewhere, or is that something until you get your hands on them in practice?
You know, I purposely did not watch any film of anything prior to this year, and because I didn't want there to be a preconceived notion.
You know, if you don't mind, we've had other coaches who have been hired who have said that before, and it, like initially I remember I was like, well, why would you do that? But you're saying the same thing. You don't want to have like preconceived notions to let you see what you see yourself.
Right. And well, I mean, it's different. You know, it's a different system. It's different instruction. They may have done that perfect, okay, and very well, which they did. And then, you know, we're going to do something a little bit different. Teach it different, so I shouldn't judge them on something good, bad, or indifferent that I didn't have anything to do with. So I want to see how they can do with what we're doing and how that's going to transpire. So, and really their work habits and their intent and their demeanor, that's the big thing for me.
My last question for you, and enjoy that first practice. How coaches love practice, love film work, love game day prep and all that. How much do you love practice? How much as a coach is that something that you just love to thrive on?
Actually, it's my favorite thing, to be honest with you. I mean, I like game days. They're fun because it, to me, it's the reward for all the hard work that you've put in. But practice itself, you get to teach. You get to set the identity. You get to watch the failures, you get to watch the successes, and then you get to watch them do all. So to me, that's my favorite thing. That's, you know, that's coaches are teachers, and your tests are every Saturdays, and your prep work is throughout the week. So, which is proactive. So I kind of view it that way. So it is my favorite thing.
Since watching that podcast when you were at Mississippi State, I couldn't wait for the opportunity to have a chance to visit with you, Mason. We appreciate your time. Good luck this spring. We'll see you soon and have a great day.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Sikkim.
Mason Miller, offensive line coach at Baylor on 365 Sports.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.